Protesters chanted on Pearl Street Friday night between the cymbal blasts and drum rolls of the University of Colorado Boulder Marching Band. The protest, organized by the Colorado chapter of Direct Action Everywhere, brought together individuals in the community, angered and motivated by the election of Donald Trump on November 9th. Aiden Cook is a CU student and organizer with Direct Action Everywhere. Cook, along with other members, has been working within the community to connect groups with others who want to become involved.
Basically, Direct Action Everywhere is a group that seeks to build communities and renormalize protest and direct action as methods of political discourse towards the goal of achieving both human and animal liberation. We're not really experts on any of the issues that have really been kind of brought to the fore by last week's election. So some really poignant examples, of course, would be immigration, immigrant rights, a lot of implications of kind of religious discrimination and the status of Muslims and Muslim immigrants in our country. Reproductive rights, and the list goes on. So we've been reaching out to a lot of different organizations to try to say, okay, we're in a possibly unique position to mobilize a lot of the energy that's come up as a result of the last election, and how can we use that energy and how can we direct that energy to help your cause and advance the work you've already been doing. So that conversation takes a lot more than 1 week to start.
Cook gave participants the opportunity to address the crowd on various issues. Robert Cooper, a Longmont resident, implored white citizens to take action within the community to speak out against racism.
And we must show up. We must. If we don't, this isn't going to work. The people of color, the marginalized groups have been suffering this bullshit for centuries, and it hasn't stopped because the white people haven't stopped it. So anyway, I just encourage you to take up the conversation. Have the tough conversations. You want to be an ally? Then quit being silent. Silence is violence.
CU alumnus and Black Student Alliance member Conrad Obi felt positive about steps toward progress and racial understanding as a result of the protest and activist outreach.
Well, I'm here because I want to make sure that the people in Boulder County, the people, you know, around Colorado have the information that they need going forward, because what's going on with a lot of the miseducation and also having Trump being elected, you know, a lot of people are confused. They don't know how it happened. They're not, you know, they don't understand. So I'm here to spread the word, to be visible, to be seen with my brothers and sisters out here. So I think it's very inclusive. You know, the thing about Colorado is there's not a lot of Black people here in general, you know what I mean, compared to the white population. So I think that it's very inclusive. You know, people are very welcoming. There's a lot of meetings being set up. And so, yes, I do.
But there is a tension between many minorities and people of color in the activist community. Attendees of color, like Laura Gonzalez, expressed general frustration toward activist movements in Boulder.
I don't think they're unintentionally inclusive. Like, they do try to include people of color, but unintentionally they don't, because they don't realize their privilege. We live in a bubble here in Boulder, and I am at fault as well myself. Like, I have forgotten how thick this bubble is. But I think the first step for people to include other minorities is to honestly realize your privilege and accept it and admit it, and to know how much history you go back and you had a head start a long time ago compared to minorities. I think once you admit that, right, then your second step should be to talk to other white folks that don't realize it, because they don't do it on purpose. I don't think they don't want to sit down and they get offended. When I have talked to white people about it, they get very defensive. Does that make me be inclusive? No, not at all.
Annie Lowe has lived in Boulder for 4 years, but has never really felt a part of the community.
It's just very, very painful living here. It's more painful living other places because Boulder is a very privileged city, but it's still painful because of that. So I've known, like, how I feel about Boulder as a city in terms of race for a while. Most of the time I've put that to the side, though, just to go about, like, my daily life. But then when the election happened, immediately I felt endangered, and immediately I was scared for my family and my friends. And there's just that sense of, like, I knew, which took some people a while to realize, and some people still don't realize, that, like, this World War II happening in America was imminent. I knew that situation, and I felt it, and I, like, tapped into that collective conscious of people everywhere, and was like, all right, I have to give up that Tilly life now, and I have to work to fight this, because there's no other option. Like, and as a person of color, like, I feel like it was even more deep, because it was like my entire life I've known racism, and I know how bad it can get. So with this kind of thing happening, it was just like I saw the depth of what was going to happen immediately. Yeah.
Lo has been active within the Black Lives Matter movement in Boulder for the past few years and attended Friday's protest, but remained dismayed.
I think it was good that he had people come and speak at the beginning. That was a good opportunity to hear different voices. And I didn't really feel welcomed. It just felt like, oh, this is another, like, protest with, like, white liberals. I'm not really interested to be here. That's how I felt. Boulder was created to be a city for white upper-class people. I don't know if that's something that I can dismantle. I mean, the whole of it is created to oppress and exclude people of color, working class people. I mean, that's what the systems of Boulder are about. So in terms of activism, I mean, it just shows up there too. You're just marginalized in the activist communities as much as you are in daily life as a person of color being in Boulder.
For KGNU, I'm Kaylee LaQuay.